All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 in Houston. And as promised last week on the show, I said I was going to bring on Alex Singer, the general manager of the Houston Dash, and very much looking forward to having her on. It's presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Alex, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Really excited.
Well, you've been pulling off a lot of moves here with the Dash, a lot coming into this season here, and I was kind of thinking about when you joined the organization in September. So you're still here, you know, probably only 5 or 6 months. Have you got a better handle on everything and a grip on everything?
Yes. Yeah, so I think I'm starting almost at month six. So yes, definitely have a better handle on everything. Of course, there's so many things operationally and then with league rules and a lot of changes within the NWSL. And our club. So I definitely have a good handle, and we're sitting in a good spot heading into my first preseason with the Dash.
I certainly don't envy any general manager in the NWSL or Major League Soccer when it comes to understanding the rules and the application of them. How difficult is that? Because you know, it almost seems like every day there's a new category of a rule being initiated and brought into the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's representative of the game evolving here in this country, and that there are a lot of differences, obviously, the way that we operate than some of the leagues around the world. So it's navigating when situations come up, which I've had to do quite a bit already. And you learn through those processes and really just asking the league. And a lot of times, you know, they are creating either a new rule or have to do some investigation because either something hasn't happened like that yet, or they need to go back historically and see how they've handled it. But there are new rules, I feel like, that are being created frequently now, just to go along with the evolving game, especially on the women's side. I think, you know, on the youth side specifically, the addition of the U18 discovery list and U18 guidelines now, because that was something that came up quite a bit and will continue to come up as players start to, you know, develop and into their potential at young ages.
Houston Dash general manager Alex Singer grew up in the soccer rich area of Long Island, also played at the University of Virginia and played professionally in Australia, Sweden, and Germany. That foreign experience that you had, I mean, that's obviously a good experience that helps you in your current position, I would think.
Sure. I mean, I think from a networking perspective, and this helped me in the agent role, I had built up a very rich network of coaches, players, consultants. And I think, of course, just going through those experiences and being in sort of different places, assimilating, I think that's all helped me in this transition, both just from a soccer perspective and being able to pick up the phone and make a call about a player. And then on the player side with the players we have here and helping them out to adjust when we have international players as well.
The advances of the league when it comes to, you know, the care, the concern of the player, conditions. I know conditions from my era of playing are a lot different than what I see in Major League Soccer now. How important is it for you to continue to improve that area of the game as well to advance professionalism?
It's a huge part of this, and I know it's a huge part of the league, but it's specifically with the Dash. It's all about raising the standards and elevating professionalism. So the league's come a long way. Look, I played in NWSL 2014 and 15, and it is very different, but we still have a long way to go. So just thinking about the experience, the housing, the transportation, you know, at the end of the day, when our players come here, I want their sole focus to be on doing their job, which is getting out there and playing their best and being at their peak performance. So everything we can do on the experience side, we're trying to give them.
All right. So last year you joined the club at a phase where they're getting into the playoffs for the first time ever. I think it's the first time in 10 years. It's a huge achievement. It's a huge standard bearer now for the club. And I never really heard the reason Juan Carlos Amoros was not retained, because he did bring, let's be fair, he brought a really good energy to the team. He brought a more progressive playing style. I mean, anybody who knows soccer saw that very evidently. Was that just an issue over contract negotiation that he wasn't retained?
We had the intention to retain him, and it came down to negotiations and honestly his choice to be with another club. So there's obviously a lot more there, but that's really when it comes down to it, what happened. And to be fair, Juan is a great coach, but I think if you look at last season comprehensively, the players had played well throughout each phase of the coaching, and the players were obviously very resilient and carried the team through into the playoffs. And I think that's why I'm so excited about this group, because we have retained the core of the players that did that, and they are just very important to this club. So I want to give, a lot of credit to the players, to Sarah Loudon, to the
Sarah
staff that
Loudon,
was
yeah.
here. The staff that was here throughout all of those changes and wants to continue this project and sort of, building on what we were able to do despite some of those challenges last year.
Yeah, and the reason I ask that is I've had a lot of people come up to me, and a lot of fans are simply going to see a
Of
coach that
course.
got him to the playoffs, as simple as that, and not know the ins and outs. So that's great. So that leads us to the new coach, who everybody's very excited, including yourself. Sam Leite, am I pronouncing his name correctly here? I hope. And
Yes.
Sam obviously has a lot of institutional knowledge around the league, around being in Seattle, working with players like Jess Fishlock and all the talented players out in Seattle. Tell us a little bit about him, the process to get him here.
Sure. I'm so happy to have Sam in this building. I think anybody who is here can attest that he just brings this positive energy. We are a high energy club and high energy team, and it's there, maybe in a different way than the other coaches in the past, but it's there. The knowledge that he has of the league was huge in the hiring process, and I spoke about this when we did the press conference, but it was a long process. I had to sit down and really reflect after the year on and off the field what this club needed to continue and not disrupt the momentum that we did have on and off the field. So looking at the candidates, I mean, we had so interest from all around the world, and there was a wide variety of candidates from a few that were in the league and then some pretty big international coaches. But when it came down to it for me and in these discussions, I kept coming back to Sam because he knew the nuances of at the NWSL, and I think that that's invaluable. He knows the players that we're up against. He knows the markets that we'll be playing in. And he's been in a winning organization with top-notch players, world-class players. And that is everything that the Houston Dash wants to be. All of our ambitions are to bring the top players here. And he's already had experience coaching them. He's already had experiences as part of a winning franchise. So there were a lot of things that came into it. But at the end of the day, he checked all of those boxes, and competitively, he's, what we were looking for.
10 years assistant with Laura Harvey, also to
Right.
your point, institutional knowledge about the
He was
league. When you
with Flatco as well. So it's just different, he's seen different looks through his head coaches as well.
She's GM Alex Singer, Houston Dash. So Alex, when you're looking at criteria for a coach, and you see all these positives checking the box, what do you look at as things that maybe you're slightly concerned about? Because in fairness, everybody's going to be judged if they're being brought in for a job, whether it's you, me, anybody.
I mean, unfortunately for where our league is at, you have to really do your due diligence, and I think, you've seen what's happened through the investigations last year. So what was key for me was, doing as much homework as I could and speaking to as many references as I could, and that was really when I started speaking to people about Sam, maybe versus some of the other candidates. I didn't have any concern, and unfortunately, that's just the state of our league right now. But I think tactical alignment with where we want to go with this club, not just season to season. This is long term. From a methodology standpoint, where are we? What are our principles? How does this team look? Not only, like I said, this year, but as we add players, some sustainability is really what I am here to do with Sam. So again, we had that tactical alignment, philosophical alignment from the game standpoint, and we really agreed on a lot of things from the get-go. So for me, in my position now, I'm working with him as far as player acquisition and some of the moves that we're making and going into the preseason. I felt very comfortable and confident that we would be able to hit the ground running.
So everybody's said glowing things about Sam when he took the team over on an interim basis for Laura Harvey with Rain and out in Seattle. Jess Fishlock has talked about all these wonderful things about him as a coach, the character that he is, the person that he is, what he stands for. How do you guys work together? That's always an interesting thing to me. How does a GM work with a coach?
Yeah.
You know, obviously you work together, but, you know, do you bring a player to Sam? Does Sam bring a player to you? How does that work?
Well, that was a big, actually, part of the hiring process as well. My biggest question is, how do you see us, you know, working together? This relationship is extremely important, of course. It's a partnership. Of course, there are things and moves that I had, you know, gotten into motion prior to Sam coming on board, because, you know, it was the off season and we had to start working on our team. But I would say it's a partnership where we're looking at obviously needs. And at the end of the season, there were a clear list of priorities from us after doing some analysis, positionally, and then sitting down with him once he was on board and going through players. So it's both. We both bring players to each other, and then we have to take a look, obviously, one, do they fit the player profile of how we're trying to play from a very basic standpoint? Then how are they fitting in with the rest of the squad? And then, of course, from my seat, from a business standpoint, it's, can we bring this player here, and how do we do it? So, there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of meetings together. But it's a very open dialogue at the moment. And I think it has to be. Of course, there's going to be times where maybe we don't quite see eye to eye on a player, but again, it has to, we're looking both at the immediate future to start this season, and then longer term for this season, and then seasons beyond.
Houston Dash GM Alex Singer. I mean, obviously your time as a player agent is another asset for you, because you can see it from the agent standpoint when you worked at Octagon. So
yeah.
I would think, you know, you've got a really broad scope of how people are going to look at making deals.
Yeah, definitely. It's been tremendously helpful. It's, you know, I'm on the other side of the line right now, or the table right now, from some people that I used to compete against and work with, just in a different role right now. But yeah, it's been tremendously valuable just to kind of anticipate what types of asks or requests they'll have in the negotiation. And it's been great to use those experiences. And yeah, I think we've done quite well. And we're still looking at adding where we need to and when we'll do that. But it's been going very well.
I know you're a new GM, but are you going to be the kind of GM that, you know, when I listen around Europe and around the world, it's, we've always got to make big signings each and every year, and we do have to make subtle change each and every year. Is that the type of GM you think you're going to evolve into, or maybe are already?
So, I mean, to be honest, even though I had that experience as the agent, when you come in, it's not, you need to establish a foundation with these clubs and these discussions about signing big players, although sometimes they do happen quite quickly. But I've used this off season to build that runway. We have brought in, you know, players and traded for players that we needed positionally, based off of, I think, our performance last year and where we were lacking. But then on the big international players, yes, it's no question that, you know, competitively look around the league and teams are doing that. But you have to see where the team is at. I mean, yes, we have every intention to bring top players to this league, whether that's in the next few months or during the summer transfer window. We're already having those discussions with many players, and agents and clubs. So yes, I think if we're going to be competitive and win championships, we have to have those targets, but they have to be players that fit. It's not just, you know, casting our net and bringing the biggest fish here. They have to fit into our system and our club and the other players that are incredible here on this roster already.
So you're not going to do a Houston version of Chelsea, are you?
No, I don't think so. I don't look, you have to, every day is different. So like I said, there are things that sometimes happen very quickly, but I don't imagine us becoming the
I was trying
Chelsea
to
of
make a
Bethany.
joke,
So.
Alex. It fell flat. That's why I should never get into the world of comedy. That's for sure. Alex Singer, GM of the Houston Dash. All right. You did talk about, retaining a lot of the core. You did that. You're happy with that. I think 23 players returning. But you also mentioned a bit more of a creator that can, get in front of a back four and behind an opposing midfield. Speak to that a little bit. And I know
Sure.
you still have some irons in the fire.
Yeah, we definitely have some irons in the fire. For us, when we looked at the season, even though we did score, we were very exciting and a progressive team on the field, and that will not change. We also missed a fair amount of goals and goal scoring opportunities, especially at home. And I felt like we were one dimensional, like we had one look on the attacking side. So finding a pure goal scorer and somebody who gave another look and another layer to our attack was really my first priority. And that's sort of how the Ordóñez trade and the idea of that started. She was a player who I had identified during the season that would fit very well with Maria Sanchez. I felt like we weren't taking advantage of her ability to cross the ball, and with Ebony and getting in behind, we needed an aerial presence and somebody who is a pure finisher. And I'm very excited about how the three of them are going to come together. But I think we are still, looking for a creator. We are bringing in another player that'll be announced pretty soon, who we're very excited about. But I think we still have an eye and are in discussions with some, creative, I would say 10 type players. I think somebody, like you said, who can get in between lines, create, score goals themselves, and just bring another look to this team. We have an I would say our midfield is industrious. I mean, our players. So, I mean, Sophie is really the anchor of this team. Sophie Schmidt and Marissa Vigiano, and now the addition of Havana Salon, Jay Groom. Again, amazing players who I can't wait to build around. But still looking for somebody who can bring another layer and just some unique attacking abilities.
She's Alex Singer, GM of the Houston Dash, getting ready for their season in preseason. Sam Lady, the new coach, comes over from Seattle. Lots of excitement around the team. Is simply the playing style and a winning record, is that what you think will bring back more fans and grab more attention for the club? What does that have to be combined with in order to make Houston really an NWSL city?
So, obviously, doing well on the field will bring fans back. But I think when I think about the Houston Dash, there's a uniqueness about the cultural aspect of this club and sort of the different, it's a very diverse city and bringing that into the team, to get more fans into the seats as well. And, I know Jess O'Neill has been working, very hard and did such a great job and continues to lead this club in all aspects off the field. So when I think about on the field and what we can add to contribute to that, winning will be very important, but how we do that and how we line up and who we bring in and where they're coming from, I think is also going to, bring some curiosity to our fans. So, it would be crazy for me not to mention that, Deanna Ordóñez is from Texas and is Mexican American, for example, and plays with Maria Sanchez on the Mexican national team, and how that's going to be influential in the Houston communities and the Mexican American community and the Mexican community, South American community. So we're bringing a few players that are from, I think places who align with our club from a cultural standpoint as well.
And purpose of play, or some might call it game model. That's important to you, that it's, I would assume that's, it's attractive style. I think a lot of people commented last year that They like kind of the new Dash that was more progressive, more interested in trying to score goals in a pressing type of way.
Yeah, and we'll continue that. We are going to, our intention is to be a relentless team that is devastating the opponent. And to me, that is overwhelming with pressure. I do think, you know, and again, looking back at our matches, you have to find ways to improve that, though I think we did that quite well. And that will be a part of our game model 100%. I think it's part of this club, part of our club identity. We had areas where I think making small changes will make big differences in that press and just where we decide to press when we do that. And again, it's sophisticating last year, which fans really enjoyed. So you're going to continue to see that high energy, that press, but there's going to be some sophistication to it as well. You know, at times I think we couldn't quite solve it when we couldn't get it the first time. And now it's okay. Well, what's the second option if we get broken down? And that's what we're working on.
All right. I'm looking forward with bated breath on that new number 10. I don't know when it'll be announced. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but we're looking forward to that. Alex, thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to another visit. Great talk here about the Houston Dash. I know my listeners are going to love this.
Yeah. Great talking to you as well. I'm always happy to come chat soccer with you, Glenn. So thank you.
All right. Well, believe me, you're on record now. You'll be on again. That's Alex Singer, the Houston Dash GM. We wrap it up here tonight. It's all brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, by the way. That's how we get soccer on the airwaves here in Houston. What a presenting sponsor we have. Podcast of this show at ESPN975.com for producer Andrew Carlson. Everybody who tuned in and listened tonight, thank you for tuning in. Until next week, remember, soccer matters.